in to mash malon kiddushoni lei, like we answer the kamon the sun say, it only means Hashem will not punish him, but Beis Din Shomata will punish him, that the Maisi could receive malchus. That's the chiddush. That on the Shmua Shov, even though the pasuk says lo yinake, I would have thought to say he does not receive any punishment at all. To mash malon, still he receives the punishment. He does receive malchus. The boy stands out there. If you want to tell you, kishem shemevi korban al sheker, the same way chayv a korban. If he says a sheker, he makes a shvur. He will eat, and he does not eat. Kach mevi korban al shov. That's the chiddush. Rav Akiva, the mechayev leshovar kilabo. The chiddush of this brayter is that not only on a shvur lahabo, what's going to be, but even on a shvur leshovar, what happened, also chayv a shvur korban al biyurin. That's Machlokes Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel. So teaching us this brisa like Rabbi Akiva. That's the Hebrew Echad Nemru. That just like a Shvuah Sheker, there's a Chiyuv Korban or Levi Yered. Same thing on a Shvuah Shov, also there's a Chiyuv Korban or Levi Yered.
Is so far we had that there's a difference between a Shvuah Sheker and a Shvuah Shov. So far we had that a sheker was if you say you will eat something and you do not eat it, and the shov is on the path. If you made a shvua that yesterday you ate and really you did not eat, that's called a shvua shov. That's a chof follow from an aleph on top, second line, third line. Meitzvah, I have a question like this. Eizel hi shvua shov, what's considered a shvua shov? You're over the lav, a shvua in vain. Nishva l'shanes es yadu l'yodim. You make a shvua to change what's obvious to a person. Like you make a shvua, this table is a chair, or this table is a bat. So everybody knows it's a sheker, that's called shov, that's in vain. Shvua sheker, what's called a shvua sheker? Nishpa lahachlef. You make a shvua to change around something, to change around the emes. So Rashi says, nishpa lahachlef, lishana ses emes, vishvua soy hainu lishovar. Then what happened already? Kugreino chalti for lo yochal. Lo yochalti yochal. You make a shvua that yesterday you did eat, and really you did not eat. That's called lahachlif. So here we see it's considered a shvua sheker, and before we said, this is also a shvua shov. When it comes out of your mouth, if it's an obvious lie, that's called shov. Sheker means right now we do not know what's going to be. You make a shvua you will eat today, so let's see. But here it's mashma, even a shvua of yesterday is also called a sheker. Samora says no. Ema say rather, nishpa umachlif. He makes a shvua now. He makes a shvua that he will eat today. And then throughout the day, he changes it around. That's a case of a shvua sheker. In other words, sheker means when it first came out of your mouth, we do not know yet what's going to be. It's possible you will be mekayim the shvua. Possible no. And then later, if you change it, that's called a shvua sheker. Mer says, Ki Yossi Ravin, when Ravin came, Amar Reb Yirmiya, Amar Reb Avua, Amar Reb Yechon, says over the name of Reb Yechonon, that Ochalti, V'loy Ochalti Sheker. Not like we learned before. He says clearly, Ochalti, if you make a Shvua, that yesterday I ate, and really you do not eat, that's also considered a Shvua Sheker. Not like we had before, it's considered a Shvua Shov. Reb Yechon here says it's called a Shvua Sheker. And the Yazarosa, where's the lav of a Shvua Sheker? Miloy sishavu bishmi la shaker. You should not make a shuas sheker. Don't lie. What about oichel? For lo yoichel, he makes a shvua. I will eat, and he does not eat, or he will not eat, and he does eat. Oiver b'lo yachel dvaroi. He's over the regular law of the neder of lo yachel. Rashi says lo yachel means do not profane your loshin means lahabohu. Do not do it in the future. Dilu lishovar. Because if it happened already, kvar hochel mishanishva. As soon as you said the shvua, right away there was a sheker. So lo yachal dvorah means do not profane your loshen, means in the future do not change from what you swore. That's called lahabor. But a shvua of ova, what happened already, that's not the chla lo yachal dvorah, but rather that's considered a shvua sheker. Now, yeah. No, with the shvua, sure, no, sure. No, he made a shvua. Right, no, he said a shvua. Ochalti means either one. Either ochalti, he made a shvua, I will eat, or else he made a shvua, he will not eat. V'yezi shvua shov. Now, according to this pshat, what is considered a vain a shvua shov? Nishpa l'shanes es yidu liyodim. As mentioned before, if you make a shvua and you change what's obvious to people, you say this table is a chair. That's called a shvua shov. But once you say, I swear that I ate yesterday, and you did not eat, that's still a shvua sheker, not a shov. Omer Rapapa, Papa says, Hod Rabavua. This that Rabavua just said now, that even l'sha'ovar, what happened already, is all considered a shvua sheker, la b'perish itma, el m'klol itma. He did not say it clearly, but rather it's only a proof.
What is actually the basic difference between it itself? Not to the system of saying before, but the lab is anyway the same thing. So why is it the
same? Well, it's a question if you receive Malkus now, we had a question. And also it's a question if there's a korban or not. A korban is only by a shvua sheker, not by a shov. It's not for me if the chi of korban or not. If you do not do it, you know, b'shoigeg, if you chayav a korban, it'll be erud or not. So Amar Rav Yitzchok, where's the klal? The Amar Rav Idi Baravin, Amar Rav Amram, Amar Rav Yitzchok, Amar Rav Yechanon, that Rav Yehuda Roy, Mem, Mishum Rav Yosi Aglili, Yehuda says over the same shita, that kol loitza say Shabbat Torah, every time we have a lav in the Torah, it depends. Lav sheyesh boi maise like an olav. If there's a lav, if there's an action there, lav sheyesh boi maise, you receive malchus for it. But v'shein boi maise ain't like an olav. Usually, if there's no action, you do not receive malchus. We have the Gemara in Malchus, but we learn it out from the lav of leisachsim shor v'dishoy, and right after it says aborim yakenu. It has to be a lav doima to leisachsim that you muzzle your animal and then you work with it. So there has to be an action involved. Chutz, excluding, minishpa, if somebody makes a shvua sheker, he swears that he will eat, and he does not eat, so that he receives malchus if he does it b'mezid. O meimar, his overlav of tamura, meimar, he takes one korban, and takes another animal next to it, and says, zu tacha zu, this should become kadush instead of the first one. So the locker is, both remain kadush, but it's a lav of meimar. O makal leskaver b'shem, if somebody swears in Hashem's name, he curses. He curses his friend with Hashem's name. So even though it's only a dibur, and usually the Gemara in Makkah says, Edim Zemim is called a lav shein by Maisa. There's no Maisa since it's only a dibur. Usually dibur is not considered an action. Here in these three cases, a special limud that you receive Malkus. How do we know this? Minolan, how do we know this? Now, Nishba, Minolan, how do you know if you swear false that you receive Malkus? Omer Reb Yechanan Mishum Hashem Ben Yechoi. Om Akro, the Pasuk says, Lo Yisiso Hashem Hashem Lekecho Lashov, Ki Lo Yenake. Do not use Hashem's name, or do not swear with Hashem's name in vain. Ki Lo Yenake, because Hashem will not clean you, will not forgive you. So the Diyuk is that Bezdin Shomalo Ein Menake Noisoi. Only Bezdin Shomayim, Bidei Shomayim, they will not forgive you just by you doing tshuva alone. Avol Bezdin Shomato Malkinoisoy Yemanakinoisoy. But if Bezdin here, they will give you Malkus, and after the Malkus, that's what's Menakin, that will clean you, that will be your kapara.
So you have the Malkus by Shom, which is exactly the process.
Right.
So it's Malkin.
Avol Bezdin Shomako Yemanakinoisoy. Omule Rapopola Bayo Dilma, how do you know that? Dilma may be Hochikom Rachman. This is what the Torah means to teach us. Lo yinake kalal, he will not be forgiven at all. On this world, a person will not be forgiven. So lo yinake maybe means even Malkus we do not give. So Mar says no. Iksiv ki lo yinake, if it were just said because he would not be clean to the karmic, you'd be right. But hashtag the siv, now that it says ki lo yinake Hashem, says an extra word Hashem here, so the dik is Hashem hu diyeinim menakonim min Hashemayim. Bidei Shemayim, they will not forgive you just by doing tshuva. Avo Bezdin Shomata, Malkin Oisei, Menakin Oisei. But yes, Bezdin Shomata here, they will give Malkus, and Malkus will free the person. That's the diyek, that by a shvua, at least a shvua shov, there's Malkus. Samar says, now Ashkechon, shvua shov, true. This passage is talking about a shvua shov. Again, exactly, either a shvua shov means Yolish Mishana, Mash Yidu Eliyodim. You say something opposite what's obvious, or else, lishavar, you swore that yesterday you ate, and really you did not eat, that's a shvua shov. Shvua Sheker Minolan. How do we know now that even by Shvua Sheker, when according to this man the Yama, you receive Malkus? So Reb Yechonon the day Omar Lashov Lashov Shtei Pomin. Let's see, it says two times in the Pesach the word Ashov Shvua Shov. So Imenu Inyan Lashvua Shov. If we do not need it for the real Shvua Shov that you receive Malkus, if so, to no Inyan Lashvua Sheker, then put it by a Shvua Sheker. The Chiddush is even by a Sheker. If you make a Shvua, you will eat today, and you do not eat, maybe then also you receive Malkus. That's what the Yechon said over there, Rav Shimon ben Yochai. On this, Vehevi Bor Bavua. Bavua asked a question on this. Hai Shvua Sheker Hechidomi. What's the case talking about that you're telling me now that by Shvua Sheker, you also receive Malkus? Elaim, if you want to tell me, Shvua Shelo Yoichal. The person first makes a shvua, he will not eat today. That's the yisr. The yisr is not eat. V'yochal, and then throughout the day, he eats. So what's the question? Pshita gets malchus. Lav sheyesh by maisu. That's a regular lav that has an action to it. You made a shvua not eat, and you went ahead and did an action by eating. So pshita here also, you would receive malchus. So what's your chiddush? V'elot must be, v'yoma shvua sheyochal. Person makes a shvua, I will eat today. For lo yochal, and he did not eat today. So here, this is the case of a shvua sheker that you want to tell me also who receives malchus. Why? Because he has this extra word shov. So Mora says no. Hai mi like, is it true what you're saying? Does he really receive malchus? We learn not like that. But itma we learned shvua shoichal ki kizu hayoyin. Somebody makes a shvua, he swears that today he will eat this piece of bread. V'yavor hayoyin v'lo yochlo. And the whole day goes by, and he does not eat it. So it says clearly, Reb Yechon v'Resh Lakish Yamri Tavayu, they both say the same halacha, that ain't a leika. You should know this person does not receive Malkus. So you see, there's a case by an Edis, by Shvua Sheker, that you do not receive Malkus. So what's the reason why? Depends. Reb Yechon and Nomar ain't a leika, Mishum Devi Lav, Shein by Maisa. It's a Lav, Shein by Maisa. For Kol Lav, Shein by Maisa, ain't leika a love. So there's a difference between a Shvua Sheker and a Shvua Shov. By a Shvua Shov, there we have the Gzeras HaKosav Kala Yenaka, you will not be freed, even though it's a Lab Shein by Maisa, still that's the Gzeras HaKosav, you receive Malkus. But over here, by a Shvua Sheker, he does not hold from the Gzeras Shovah, therefore, where it's a Lab Shein by Maisa, the din is, ain't like a love, you will not receive Malkus. For a Shlokya Shomar, ain't a like for different reason. Mishum Dehevei Hasra Sofik. We know before you receive Malkus, you have to be warned. There has to be Asroah. Edom have to tell you, do not do this. Because if you do it, you receive a punishment. And here, the Asroah Suffolk, Loi Shmei Asroah. Here it's only a doubtful Suffolk. You can never get him the exact second. Like Rashi says. Asroah Suffolk, Rashi says, Suffolk im Yavar Asroah im Lav. It's doubtful if he will not listen to the warning. The question is, at the end of the day, it's right before Shkia. You're telling the person, listen, you have exactly 5 seconds left to eat the bread. If you do not eat the bread now in these next 5 seconds, you're going to receive Malkus. Still, Rashi says, the person could say back to himself, in my watch it says, I have yet 2 minutes left to go. And he can't give it to him exactly when is the last second of the day. The question in time, the person that's receiving the Asra could always answer back and said, it didn't bother me, your warning, because according to my watch, I have yet 2 minutes to go. So you can never get him on the exact split second. Therefore, Siddur Asra Sofik. Therefore, Ashlaka says, that's the reason why it's ain't a leika. And we add this to Gemara, Makis. If Yechon holds that Hasra Sofik, Ishmei Hasra, so for this reason alone, it would not free you from Malkus. It's only because it's a Lav Shein B'Maisa. Yeah. Now, the Yomri Bavur came to answer this. What's the case that we said, a Shvua Sheker, you receive Malkus? Tehei, B'Yochalti, for Lo Yochalti. That the case is, B'Yochalti, I ate yesterday, and really it's not true, you did not eat yesterday. So what is the proof you see that he called even Lashava, what happened yesterday, also a Shvua Sheker? So it's interesting, in a Shvua Sheker, it depends. In a shvua sheker, where you swore that yesterday I ate, and really you did not eat yesterday, so it's a lav shein b'maisa, even though it's tzivu shvua sheker, here we learn out this shvua sheker is doimet to a shvua shov, that you will receive malchus. So in a shvua sheker it depends. Certain shvua shekers that are like a shvua of a shov, you would receive malchus. In the past tense, you would receive malchus for it, but in the future tense, that you will not receive malchus. If you make a shvua that today I will eat, and the whole day goes by you did not eat, that's called a lav shein b'maisa, that's called asra sofik, and you do not receive malchus. Nelimor says, umayshna, what's the difference? Amarovo, the Pharis ripsa Torah, shvua sheker, doimel shvua lishav, that there is a ribui, that even a shvua sheker, certain parts of it, would receive malchus, just like a shav. Ma shav lishavar, just like the shav in vain, always means as soon as it comes out of your mouth, right away it's a shvua shav, it's in vain the first second. Av sheker nami lishavar, who had in a shvua sheker, when you swear that yesterday you ate, and really you did not eat yesterday, so the second it comes out of your mouth, it's in vain right now, that's doima to a shvua shav, therefore you would receive malchus. There's also proof that achalti, lo yachalti yesterday, is also considered a shvuas sheker.
So in this case, in
the Yisrael, it would be lo yachal zibur. Eis for Rabbi Yirmiyah Rabahua, says shvua shaloi oichal ki kezu. First it makes a shvua, I will not eat this bread. Shvua shloyachlenu, a different lotion. I swear I will not eat this bread. Shvua shloyachlenu. Again he swears he will not eat this bread. V'yochlo, the kids he made three different lashonis, three different shvuas, that he would not eat his bread. And at the end, v'yochlo, he ate the bread. He's only chayiv one lav, it's only one aveira. Zui shvuas bitui, shechayov ha-mazdoini makis. This is a regular shvuas bitui, that if you do it the mezid, you receive malchus if they warn you. V'yashirrosoi, korban oil v'yorit. If you do it for shegeg, you chayiv a korban oil v'yorit. Yeah, the Gemara soon Rashi will explain why does it say it three times for. And Yoni Chayiv once, Rashi says, the Ein Shvua Chal al Shvua. The Chivon de Nishba Shvua Rishoyna, Hebila Shvua Shniya, Lekayim es the Mitzvahs. But now we'll learn later, Yepata. A Shvua has to always be on something that it's your choice. You're allowed to eat it. If you want to, yes. If you want to, not to. Something that's a Rishus, you can make a Shvua to put the Yisra upon you. But once you made a Shvua once, that now it's an issa, like it's a mitzvah for you to listen, not to eat. So it's already mitzvah. You already have a tzivui, not to eat this bread. So the second shvua is not chal. Therefore, Yoni Chayiv once. Now, Masa Zuhi Lemute Mai says, this is the case of a shvua Yechayiv a korban. And what does it come to exclude? Lav Lemute, it doesn't come to exclude Ochalti, V'lo Yechalti, D'lai Loki. Only here you receive malchus. Mashenka Mashmo Ochalti, if you made a shvua that you ate, and you did not eat, and that's the loy loki. That's called the shvua sheker, that you will not receive malchus for it. So where it says loy, lemuti yachalti, v'lo yachalti mikorvin. It's just teaching us that l'shover, if you made a shvua that you ate yesterday, and really you did not eat, you're part of a korvin. Zui, this is the case, thou shechagosoi, korvin el v'yurit. Here, in this case, in the future, yichai v'korvin. Avalo chalti, v'lo yachalti. If you make a shvua that yesterday you ate, and really you did not eat yesterday, like there you put the front of carbon. Who does this brice go like? Rabbi Shmuel he. The Yomarena Chayev El Al Osid Lovai. He says, Yoni Chayev Malchus on the Shvua, that either I will eat, or a Shvua I will not eat. That's where you Chayev a carbon or Leviurin. But a Shvua Lishovar, what happened already, Rabbi Shmuel holds you put the front of carbon. Avim Loki Loki, but it could be for Malchus though, you would receive Malchus. For Malchus, we have the Gzera Shav, La Shav, La Shav. We learn out Shua Sheker from a Shua Shav that there would be Malchus.